KMAN.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fair and Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson. Good to have you guys both in once again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Big meeting here. I guess they're all big, aren't they? All the legislative meetings.
Oh, some are bigger than others. Yeah, this one's another fairly full agenda. Obviously, there's some end of year actions here with a lot of renewals of contracts for various firms that get funding from the city, and that's a lot what's on the plate for this evening.
And just remind listeners, this will be your last meeting here of the year because of the holidays coming up the next 2 weeks.
It will be, correct. And then we're just so happens with the Christmas and New Year's Day following on a Tuesday, we won't meet again until January 8th in a legislative session.
And while we're on that topic here of the holidays here, what do people need to know about city services that'll be shut down maybe for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day?
Sure. So the days that the city offices will be closed are Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, full days. Of course, we have people working 24/7, 365 with our plants and our fire stations and that sort of thing. But for other city services, you might be able to do some transactions online, and then we're also closed on New Year's Day.
Okay. Typical holiday stuff here. And so with this being the end of the year meeting here, what's maybe some of the highlights here that we'll see talk
sure.
tonight?
Sure. We've got four items on the general agenda. The first one is to consider first reading of an ordinance to rezone tract of land from 1810 to 1812 Todd Road. And this is a fairly minor rezoning. The current area is zoned from R3, multifamily residential district. And it's being rezoned to that same district, but with a university overlay. And so this is to consider a request from the Lutheran House that is relocating from a location on Anderson Avenue to this tract. There's an adjacent tract that has a similar use from another denomination, and again, this is basically real close to Denison and Todd Road. They're just on the west side of the campus to the north of Claflin.
Okay.
The next street is Todd Road after Claflin.
And with this being a first reading here, this will go, a couple more times here?
Right. So this is the first consideration. The staff and planning board have reviewed it. The planning board recommends approval. Again, it's a fairly minor adjustment.
Okay. Then item B is considering 2018 Chamber of Commerce year-end reports and contracts.
Right. The chamber comes to the commission on a quarterly basis and gives us updates on the Convention and Visitors Bureau activities with how they utilize a portion of the transient guest tax funds that are received and their recruitment of conferences and conventions to the community and other special events and all of that sort of thing. And so they'll be reporting on that. We'll also get updates. We contract with the Chamber of Commerce to provide economic development services. And so they'll give an update on some of the activities that have occurred this last quarter and actually probably some year-end summaries as well for some of the various activities. They also help promote the business park out at the airport, and we've had a lot of activity in that particular area. And then also we contract with the chamber for helping provide a Fort Riley liaison who is that position served by Janet Nichols, who does a great job of interacting between Fort Riley and the Manhattan community and interfacing with them and providing services in both directions and education to different programs and creating community awareness and education of the importance of Fort Riley to the Manhattan community and the region. So in conjunction with those updates, there will also be contract renewals for 2019, and those will be reviewed as well.
Anything in particular you guys are looking for here tonight as far as the year-end reports, maybe things that Manhattan maybe has done well versus maybe some challenges?
I think, looking over the Convention and Visitors Report, it's been a pretty steady year for the most part, trying to work on conference meeting spaces and number of visitors. So their work continues to grow in that regard. I think I did mention, too, on the EcoDevo side, we've certainly done well in some land sales and development out in the business park by the airport. So a number of transactions there and a number of building permits issued for new construction and several that are pending. So I think that aspect has been very good.
Okay. I know as part of the year-end stuff here, you also have appointments to be made here. And Mike, do you want to talk a little bit about that here for the law board?
Yeah, we had just about every meeting that we have a consent agenda. We consider citizens who wish to participate in various boards and committees. And just let me say that I would encourage everybody to go online and do the drop-down so they can see the current number of boards and committees and the vacancies. And then there's another place where you can obtain a request for consideration. So you can send in your name and the board or committee you'd like to be considered for, and we'll certainly put you on that list and talk to you before we ask you to serve. But this is the way that citizens can participate, and it's really invaluable to the city because you can imagine with that number of boards and committees, they're really very helpful in providing information about the various things that go on inside the city and really help us manage. On the law board, each about 2 years really, we both the city and the county consider those who should sit on the law board. So we'll be doing that tonight. Ours will be made known at the time of approval. So we've got our names that will be submitted tonight, and the committee will, or the commission will vote on those in the consent agenda. And then followed, I think, tomorrow or the next day by the county. So we'll have the new board that will be seated on the 1st of January, in essence, done by day after tomorrow.
All right. Talk about what it means to serve on the law board itself here. That's a fascinating kind of a unique board here in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, it really is. I talked a little bit about this during Brad's farewell out at the train station, and also yesterday during the law board meeting. But Manhattan and Raleigh County are truly unique in the state of Kansas, and also largely unique across the United States. This is a combined county and city law enforcement agency. So where normally you have a sheriff who's largely elected in your counties, and then you have a police department who in most cases works for the city manager or the mayor in the cities. This was combined many years ago as a economic measure, and it's really, in my view, turned out pretty well. By getting more people inside one agency, you really have a little bit more depth at all of these specialized positions, which help us in law enforcement, particularly in some of our detective work and things like that. So the law board is the agency which essentially operates the RCPD in a way that oversees policy. The director under Kansas statute is fully empowered to do day-to-day operations and to set policy within the bounds of the law board itself. So the law board meets once each month and works through all those issues.
All right. It looks like we have a caller on the line, so let's head to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I really hate to take exception with a general who's very, very important in our community. But when you say we have a unique law, we have a unique law enforcement, we do. It's very strange that out of 105 counties, we only have one county that has combined law enforcement. And going back a little bit in history when you weren't here, that was voted in because of a county attorney that got mad at the sheriff and said, I'll get you, and I know this for a fact. So they voted it in. They put it in place. Then the people called for a petition to get rid of it, and they voted on it, and it was worded that if you said no, meaning no, you didn't want it, the wording said yes. When that happened, people that passed that were so unhappy they just decided to forget it. And you can check that in the ballot at the county clerk's office. Everything I just said is fact, and the per capita cost for law enforcement in this county is higher than any other county. Can be proven if someone gets the exact facts, doesn't change them, combine the budget for the KSU police, the budget for Riley County, divide it by the number of citizens, which is around 74,000, take out the ones that are counted at Fort Riley that get no service at all from us, and you divide it by that number, and you'll find it's higher than Salina, Topeka, Lawrence, Leavenworth, Dodge City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, Water City. So if everybody get their facts together, they would probably say, you know, maybe we should go back to a sheriff and a police department that we had years ago. Then we would be the same as everyone else in the state. I'll get off my sawhorse. Have a great, great Christmas. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you. Those are really interesting facts, and I am interested in that, so I will go back and look at it. I would just say that one of the things that I find useful about this, although remains to be seen kind of the economics of the matter, is the when we combined all that, we got more people in one department. And as I said, I think we get a little bit more benefit from having a depth inside that one police department that allows us to do some special things, whereas if it was divided, it would be a little bit more difficult for each entity. The Kansas statute 19-11, and then it's got several paragraphs, has two provisions. One for all of the counties in the state of Kansas, and the other one is basically a parrot of all of those statutes, but applies to Riley County, and that's been amended at least once when Ogden was unable to participate. So Manhattan took over the operations. It's normally assigned to two or three different cities. But I will look at that. I find it interesting.
All right. We got more to get to here, but we're going to quickly take a timeout. Back more with In Focus on News Radio KMAN after this.